Dad! Here's the phone! Talk to Laura!
If you're saying something, I can't hear
you! I can hear you fine! You can't hear me! Why are you yelling?
And there's another neat little feature, something called bill tracking.
Yeah.
And this tells you who you called and how long the call was, how much the call cost. So now...
Is that new?
It's new in that sense that you can just push a button and it prints out a little report immediately.
Oh.
For instance, look, it says here yesterday that someone from this system placed two calls to Prague.
Yeah, well, I could have told you that.
Yeah, well, now you don't have to. That's the beauty of it.
Laura, I'm trying to practice being upbeat no matter what people say to me.
Okay.
So you want to try that with me?
All right.
I like you very much, Laura. You're a wonderful person, and I'm glad that I've gotten to know you over these years.
Could you please take a step back?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Please take another step back.
Okay.
Because I can still smell it.
That's not nice, but I'm very glad that you pointed out that there may be an aroma.
Did you just face the other way?
Yes.
What did you eat?
There's no problem at all.
What do you mean that you feel ill-equipped for life?
Leah, I'm not prepared for any emergency at all. I don't know how to help a choke victim. I don't know CPR. The only thing I know, I learned from watching movies when I was a kid, that if you fall into quicksand, don't struggle.
That's right. You're not supposed to struggle.
And I've never seen any quicksand in my adult life, ever. And every movie I watched when I was a kid, all there was quicksand. It was on the road going to the village. People were dropping like flies into the quicksand. And I watched so many movies, I became an expert on quicksand. Like I would see a movie, I go, that is way too oatmeal-y. What are they trying to pull on me? You know, when I was a kid, I used to chew gum, and then, like, when the flavor would go out of it, I'd go in the kitchen and put some table sugar in there.
Right.
And then I would go out and play for about 15 seconds, and then I'd run back in the kitchen, and I'd put some more sugar in there. And then, after a couple of years, I woke up one day and I said, do I really need the gum? I mean, I guess what I'm really trying to say is the gum really necessary? Or a third version would be, why the gum?
I don't think you need a third version.
Hey, Dr. Katz, help me out with this new joke I'm working on. Just give me a noun.
Pencil.
Okay. The guy who invented Mad Libs is laughing all the way to the pencil. And my entire family is nonviolent, but nonviolent to the point of panic.
What do you mean?
When I was in seventh grade, this kid said to me, got an argument with this kid. He goes, I'm going to kick your ass, Kindler. 3 o'clock in the playground. You better be there, too. 3 o'clock in the playground.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he want to beat me up, he wanted me to make an actual appointment to get my ass kicked. At 3 o'clock, let me see. Ralph's kicking my ass at 2:45. That could run a little bit over. How would 3:15 be? I actually got in a fight for the first time in my life last year, although I don't know if it was a fight because I didn't hit the guy back or anything like that. So
what happened exactly?
I came out of a bar, and 2 o'clock in the morning, this guy comes up and hits me in the ear as hard as he can. But I used my self-defense move on him, which consisted of holding my ear while backpedaling furiously.
Yeah, and I just want to go back just for 1 second to this Prague issue, because
I want to make sure it would comfort me to know that these calls are business-related.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Well, then they were.
That's comforting. If you're not comfortable talking about it, it's really none of my business, you know.
But I'm just assuming that if you are going to have a relationship on the phone with someone in an Eastern...
European Slavic nation...
Yeah.
...that you would, in fact...
assume responsibility financially for those calls and would reimburse me. I don't want to
back you into a corner, but just be a little respectful of the
notion that I pay the bills around here. Okay?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Can I buy you lunch?
All
always early. That's why I get the worm.
What?
The worm. The early bird gets the worm.
What are you talking about?
It's an expression.
Oh.
It's an expression. You know how sometimes people take the humdrum, day-to-day thoughts and words of their lives and try to transform them into the poetry of human speech? You know what I'm talking about?
You mean cliches?
He must be a lot of fun to work for, I'm guessing.
Guess again.
He must be a little fun to work for.
I'm going to give you one more guess, and then we're going to stop talking to each other. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good.
You're very strict. I like that about you.
Thank you.
You should be in the other room, and he should be out here answering the phone.
I've suggested it, but he just never thinks it's a good idea.
Well, I'm not part of that camp, because I think you're aces. I think you're the cat's PJs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird, because I never really liked you much, but I kind of do now.
Yeah? Oh, good. Well, it's good to meet somebody with an agenda.
Mr. Mamet?
Yes?
Are you just blowing smoke up my ass?
What do you mean, just?
You know, I have to tell you that I've only used hypnosis on two other occasions.
Uh-huh.
As a therapist, and I'm not proud of either of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really your call.
Hey, listen, I'm here to get better.
Yeah.
And whatever it takes.
Okay. Why don't you close your eyes and listen carefully to what I say?
Okay.
And as we get into this, you will find yourself becoming more and more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay attention to your right foot, you can feel the muscles in it relax. Feel the muscles in your right lower leg relax. The right upper leg is now relaxing. Now on the left side, we'll concentrate on the way that your left foot is relaxing. The left leg.
Can I stop for a second, Doc?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between relaxing and getting bored out of your mind?
I think getting bored is part of the process.
Okay, well, I'm with you then.
Okay.
Hit it.
Next, you'll be able to feel the muscles of your right hand relaxing, the right lower arm and the right upper arm relaxing. Did your left leg, right?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I should really have a checklist here.
Are you planning to bill me for this session?
How's it going, Laura? How are you today?
Fine.
Dr. Katz is getting me more in touch with my feelings, and he thinks it's very important that I say how I feel. So, I just want to let you know that I'm uncomfortable around you. Because Dr. Katz says, get it out. You got to get it out. You got to put it out there. Now, when you sigh, that says to me that you're uncomfortable with me. I don't like that. I don't like that, Laura. I don't dislike you. I don't like it.
Sorry.
Sorry doesn't pay the therapy bills, Laura.
Who does? You come here a lot.
I have a trust fund.
Benny boy, how are you?
What's up?
Nothing much. Just wanted to call on the new phone system.
Ooh, that's great, Dad. This is about the third time you've called today.
Well, I can double check that because
it'll display
how many times I've actually called you.
Well, you don't have to check it, Dad.
Three times.
Don't you have any customers today?
You mean patients?
Whatever.
I do. In fact, I've already seen a few people.
But I just wanted to take a few minutes.
Ben, let me tell you the real reason I called.
Okay.
You're on a conference call.
Get out of town.
I'm serious. Who's on the line, Laura?
No. The White House? The White House? No, I'm calling the phone system's customer service.
Laura, I'm trying to work more on my conversational style with people.
Yeah?
So I was wondering if you would do a little role-playing with me, and you could be like someone who would be having a nice conversation with me.
Okay.
So how's everything going?
Fine.
What you been up to?
Not much.
Boy, the weather seems to be changing on a seasonal basis.
You said it.
Hey, Dad, I gotta be honest with you here for a second.
Uh-huh. Your hold music?
Yeah.
It sucks. Well, that's not my hold music. That's the customer service hold music.
Well, because we're on...
And I also don't think it's so bad. What's the name of that, the water music?
Is it Handel or Schubert who wrote that?
Oh, who cares?
That was 200 years ago.
They flew by, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think it's Muzak, Dad.
Not Handel.
I know, it sounds to me like a real thing, like a recording of chamber music
or something. I always thought
chamber music was a bunch of chambermaids getting together and just jamming.
Then I'd go see a concert.
I'd take you. Laura, am I your favorite comedian?
Yeah.
What's funny about me? You wouldn't say I'm funny because I'm funny looking, though, would you? Because people have always said I look like Horshack from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah.
I've had that my whole life.
Yeah.
And is...
No, you're definitely heavier.
Please hold.
Right. Is this guy ever coming back, or...
Oh, jeez, I'm so glad you reminded me. I better remember why I called him.
Yeah, why did you call him?
Well, I'm having some problems. One of the things is that the calls will disconnect in the middle of nothing.
Ben? Hello?
Not me or Dad.
No, but I mean, is my nose that angular? Do I have like a Horshack nose to you? Or is my nose in proportion to my... Is my nose ethnic? Would you know right away I was Jewish, or might I be Italian?
If you didn't think about it.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think of the conference call?
Yeah, I could do without it.
Honestly.
Honestly?
Yeah. I could do without it.
Please continue to hold. Ben, I hope
you've enjoyed this. I'd better get back to work. You have...
No, I'm glad you
included me in your first phone game. I feel honored.
It's not a game. It's a game. Okay, so let's move away from this quicksand area.
Okay, but in the old movies, I'm telling you, if you moved away, you'd fall into another batch of quicksand.
Yeah.
You couldn't help it.
Why are they're always holding their hands over their head when they're going down? What were they reaching for?
A vine. I'm sure it's a vine or a vine-oriented item. I always end up doing these corporate gigs, and they're very, very depressing. First of all, the people don't want to be working for the corporation.
Right.
And secondly of all, they don't want to be in an event where the other people at the corporation are there.
Understandable.
And thirdly, they don't want to have to focus their energy on you. And whenever I play these corporate gigs, they always have a special request. They always say, hey, can you come and dress as a table, and we'll eat off of you for a couple of hours, and then you pop up and do a couple of minutes? Would that be okay? Could you come in and dress as a plumber and say you're here to fix the pipes and we'll make a microphone that looks like a wrench and you can do 20 minutes? Can you come in waving a gun and shoot it off and as people scatter towards their cars, you can do a few minutes? How about that?
So these are not good gigs, is what you're saying.
And they always want you to do something about the people who work at the company, but they never give you any information. And they always
right.
say like something like, hey, can you do something about Bob? Because he's from Chicago. Maybe you could do something about the fact that he is from Chicago. Oh, yeah, all right, I got it. Don't worry about a thing. I'll take it from here. Wait till you see me during the show tonight. You're going to love it. I'll give you the little okay sign during my Chicago chunk. Where is Windy City Bob? Where is the man who enjoys deep dish? Where is the man who occasionally likes to stroll down Michigan Avenue?
You know, I have always been the most resistant of all of the three of us, I would say, to new technologies.
Absolutely.
But I finally am on board. I made the plunge, and you know the expression, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink?
Mm-hmm.
Now they can make him drink. But it's so amazing what they can do now my dad had surgery last year.
Yeah.
And they were able to, using fiber optic cables,
mm-hmm.
to look inside his lower intestine,
mm-hmm.
while I'm on the other line.
Mm.
You know?
They can look in there?
You know, through Sprint or something. I don't know who's doing it, but it's unbelievable. You know what they found in his lower intestine?
I don't want to know
that either.
Ben used to think when Roz and I used to say the line was busy.
Yeah.
He when he was a little guy, he used to think we were saying the lion was busy.
Ooh.
Yeah. He was so stupid.
No.
In those days.
No.
You know. Because both of us over articulated, if anything. No.
Five rings. Yeah, I think
five
picks,
and a half.
I think it picks up after.
Now we're in between.
After seven rings, or if it gets to a certain heat in the room, it'll pick up.
You know what? But I'm one of those guys who has always said that technology doesn't make our lives simpler; it makes our lives more complicated.
Yeah.
I have come around to the other side. I'm now a believer in technology.
Yeah. It hasn't picked up yet.
No. It'll pick up. I think it picks up on the 8th or 10th ring.
Yeah, remember the rotaries, Dad? Remember the rotary?
The rotary phone. Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah.
Am I the only guy that actually owns a rotary cellular phone?
Those were the days when you had to put some work into making a call, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's just like, it's similar, but it's a little easier. Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
Remember the old phone system you had in the office?
Oh,
that was great.
Jeez,
huh?
I miss it.
Used to pick up.
Yeah. No, this, you know,
how much did you drop on this new system? Because the 10th ring.
Well, remember graduate school?
Yeah.
That's out.
You know, I heard a terrible story. Yeah. You know, the worst thing in show business, people always want you to do things on spec.
Right.
You know, do this on spec, do that on spec. Turns out the guy who did Mount Rushmore did it on spec.
Well, that's got to provide you with some comfort.
You think?
I think.
I used to write for a greeting card company. I don't want to name them.
Okay.
But I mean, and I don't think I did all that well. I mean, I was supposed to write condolence cards.
Yeah.
And the first thing I came up with was, heard you died.
So you don't really understand the concept.
Well, that's what they said. You know, I thought it was...
Didn't you also write another condolence card that actually caught on? The who died and left you boss.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Do you really like that, or are you just saying
No, I think that's catchy.
Because I know that you're kind of caught between traditional psychoanalysis and straight-up pat on the back, that'll be $58, get out of here, therapy. So it's hard for me to know if what you're...
Yeah, where could you get therapy for $58? That's the part that
that's
I...
That's true.
And that's where you lost me. No, I was taught to believe that a little enthusiasm is not inappropriate in a therapeutic environment. So give me a D.
D.
Okay, that's funny.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how can I believe in it? You know, because basically I'm paying you to say that. I mean, aren't I? Or am I?
Not at all. Not at all. That's not what you're paying me for.
What am I paying you
for? I'm not sure.
Okay.
My favorite town to play is Las Vegas. Oh, I love Las Vegas. I go there every time I'm booked.
Well, that makes sense.
Sometimes the crowds aren't that good, but you know what? No matter what, I give 20%, no matter how I feel. And I was on the, I flew in Las Vegas, and they have one of these shuttles that you can save a couple of dollars in a taxi by taking a shuttle.
Right.
And it only takes about 7 hours to get to the hotel, and you will get luggage back that looks very similar to the actual luggage that you brought. In other words, if you bring a duffel, you'll get a duffel. Bring a valise, get a valise. I heard these two guys talking on the shuttle, and they were from New York, and the one guy says to the other guy, he says, hey, this guy told me he parks cars over at Circus, makes $100,000 a year. Even if he's lying, he's making $75,000. I love the fact that this guy buys anyone's premise. He just thinks all he has to do is bump it down by 25%. That's all. That guy over there tells me he's Jesus Christ. Even if he's lying, he's John the Baptist, for crying out loud.
But doing these jobs, these engagements, you know, it must be satisfying in some way, or you wouldn't keep doing it, am I right?
Here's my impression of me every time I go on the road and perform. Please allow me to proceed. Come on now. Stop it.
You know what the music means, Andy. I'm sorry. Our time is up.